You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Today is Tuesday, August the 9th. I hope your day is going wonderfully. Normally, I've been trying to get these podcasts out early in the morning, but today I'm just got backlogged and busy, you know, one thing after another. But I am now going to share with you what's been on my mind for today. It's a very simple concept, and it's called the power of one. And you can take that and run with that in a bunch of multitude of different ways. And I've done that with a few different things on my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com. If you'll go there, I appreciate it. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But it's the idea of doing something with the word one, or as I put on my blog page, singular, individual, soul, solo, you know, just one. I'm not talking about doing a bunch of things. You know, what's got me going on this is because when I do these podcasts and I try to inspire you or motivate you, I'm actually trying to inspire myself and motivate myself to do different things, to change my habits, to change my particular way I do things, and maybe start something new. And so I'm always challenging you, but I'm also challenging myself. And the idea of this today comes about from just a simple thinking process of, what if I could just change one thing? And then I discovered that that one thing may lead to another thing. And that's what I'm talking about, the power of one. So if you don't mind, let me get into this today and just share with you a few thoughts. I don't think it's going to take very long, as I said. But it's a good thought-provoking process that I've come up with today. The power of one. What if each day we could do one thing? Now, this one thing could be done many times over, but we need to do at least one thing. And here's some examples that I've been thinking about. Okay, how about some projects you're trying to do? And that's probably not a good word, accomplishments maybe. But here's one, a real simple one. Start one new habit. Here's an example. A lot of people do not floss their teeth every day. They do it when they need to. As the dental hygienist says, you always floss the teeth you want to save, don't you? I said, yes, ma'am. What if you started flossing all of your teeth one time per day? And that's all it really takes is one time a day. And you might have to work your way up to that if you haven't done it in a long time. Your gums might be sore and tender. You might bleed. Yes, there could be actual pain associated with doing a new project, a new habit. But what if you started a new habit like flossing your teeth once a day? And if you continue this, I know that they say if you do something for at least 3 weeks, 21 days, you'll be having a new habit in your life. So how about that? That's the power of one. Starting one new habit a day. And it could be anything. Or how about this? You read one chapter of a book that you are trying to get through. All right? And now, reading, but also I have access to audible.com, and I have like four or five recorded books that I need to be listening to. So guess what? I looked at them the other day. I've got like four or five books, and I'm way behind. So I need to start at least listening to one chapter a day to get through these books, because some of them are like, you know, 10 hours of recorded audio. So I need to start somewhere, don't I? So let's start with one. So if you like, I know a lot of executives and a lot of leaders, they make a goal to read one book a week, and that's a whole lot. And some others have goals to read one book on leadership or skills or marketing or something. They read one book a month, and so they get through 12 books a year. And so whatever that plan that you have might be, how about you just read one chapter of a book and work your way through that? You know, they say the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Think about that for a little bit. Let's move on. Well, what if you wanted to add more time to your day? How about adding one 15-minute segment to your life? All you have to do is wake up 15 minutes earlier. Now, that's just changing one portion of your sleep schedule. Maybe you should go to bed early 15 minutes a day and then wake up 15 minutes earlier. You know, whatever you want to work out, just add one 15-minute segment to your day. How about this? Exercise. The power of one we're talking about today on Chuck's Favorite Things. And go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, for more details. What if you wanted to start something new with exercise? What if you were to take the power of one and take a walk around your block, your wherever you live? Now, if you live out in the country, a block could be, you know, a mile long. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simple little projects, little jaunts. What if you took a block, a walk around your block or your neighborhood or whatever, one time? And then you can increase that as you get stronger. And that, if your block is, like I said, too big, you might want to go down to the city park or go to the local school that has a track. You know, a track, one time around a track is a quarter of a mile. And so maybe you'll consider yourself doing that kind of thing. Just take one step at a time and go one lap at a time. How about on exercise, you do one of something, whatever that one of something is. Maybe you do one sit-up today. Okay, maybe you're like me, you haven't done sit-ups in 30 years. I mean, why? What if you want to do one push-up? What if you want to do one particular kind of stretch? Well, just do one. You don't have to do 12. Start with one. How about do one set of something? Like if you lift weights, do one set of 30. Okay, you know, do 10 reps here, take a break, 10 more reps, take a break, 10 more reps. That's a set of 30. You know, just do something, do a set of one. If you're working some machines, if you have, you know, elliptical and treadmill, different other things, and you have weight machines involved, just do a circuit and go through the circuit once. How about on your diet? What if you want to change your diet? How can we do that? I know one thing we could do is add, okay, don't take away. How about we add one healthy fruit or one healthy vegetable to our diet this week? Now, I'm not talking about fried pickles. I'm not talking about fried okra or fried green tomatoes. I'm talking about healthy things like, you know, strawberries, cherries, grapes, avocado, green leafy vegetables. I'm talking about, you know, things that I don't really particularly care for most of my life, but maybe we could add one. The power of one. Add one healthy fruit or vegetable to your diet this week. And what if you reduce, I don't know about you, but when I make coffee or tea or whatever, I like to use real sugar when I can. I have used artificial sugar for years. It's probably cracked my brain, and we're trying to get away from that. But what if you reduce your sugar intake by the quantity of one? Make your sweet tea with 2 tablespoons instead of 3. Now, I know some of you just fell off your chair because that's a whole lot of sugar. Well, I was raised in the South, and we drink sweet tea. And what if you reduce your quantity by 1? What if you pick 1 meal a day, your choice, where you only drink water with your meal instead of coffee, tea, or soda, or pop, or whatever you want to call it, lemonade, whatever. What if you picked 1 meal where you say, okay, I'm going to just drink water with this meal? Well, number one, you're going to save money if you're at a restaurant. And number two, you're going to save calories if you're drinking water instead of these other things that have sugar in them. What if you make better bad choices? I learned that term. I went to a seminar with a friend of mine. I lived in Tulsa, and we went down to Dallas for a motivational seminar. They were selling, I don't know what, but and we went there for that. And I learned this guy. This guy spoke, and it was just a great talk. And he talked about, you know, healthier living, healthier lifestyle. And he says, make better bad choices. I love that phrase. And he says, instead of eating 3 items, I mean, I'll say this, not he didn't say this, but my take on this is that I like to go to Taco Bell occasionally, or Taco Bueno, whatever. How about instead of eating 3 items at Taco Bell, what if I only order 2 items? When I do that, I'll reduce my quantity by one, the power of one, and I'll also save money too. Oh, also, if you're over 55, tell them you want the senior discount. They'll give you 10%. It's awesome. Now, when you're eating out, say at Red Lobster, share one entree with your spouse, your partner, your friend, whoever you're going with. Julie and I do this on a regular basis. We share the Admiral's Feast because it has plenty of food. I mean, it really does. It's a big platter of food. We split the salad. We split the baked potato, scallops, clams, fried fish, and shrimp. And, of course, you know, Red Lobster gives you all the, you know, bread, the biscuits, the cheese biscuits they give you. They're wonderful. They give you all them. You can eat. And so all we do is ask for an extra plate. So that's the power of one. Okay, wrapping this up real quickly. What else have I had in my mind about the power of one? Take $1, coins or a bill, and put it in a safe place. Do that every day, and at the end of 1 year, you'll have $365 saved. Now, that's only costing you $1 a day. Maybe you have change left over from when you go to the store, or you just take a dollar bill out of your wallet and put it in a place where you're not going to spend it, or your kids can find it. You could at the end of the year, have part of your Christmas money saved, or a special treat for yourself. How about you want to declutter your house? I'd like to declutter my office, so I need to take my own advice. How about taking one drawer or cabinet or closet and cleaning it out? Now, I'm not talking about doing the whole house. I'm just talking about the power of one. How about doing that one time a week? And soon you'll see that you'll have all your storage organized and neat one more time. That's the power of one. Do one drawer. I have a bathroom drawer that's mine. Julie has a bathroom drawer that's hers. And my stuff, I've got to go through it. It's got stuff in there that I haven't touched in years. I just need to clean it out and start over. How about you want to deep clean your house? You know, it's the same kind of thing. How about just choose one room, start there, and then move on to another? Deep cleaning, you know, vacuuming the carpet real good, dusting the walls and the molding and cleaning the fan that goes around above your head every day. Clean the lint off that. You know, just take one room, start from there. And how about if you want to start being more generous as a person or more charitable or more loving? How about just write one encouraging note or card and send it to someone? Do that today or do it this week. And just pick out, man, you know, in a year's time, you could have 52 notes or cards that you've sent to people and try to encourage them. I always say, love the people you have while you have them and encourage them. Send them flowers now before they're dead, you know. Tell them you love them now. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this little talk. It's just a personal motivation for myself, and I'm just sharing it with you. Hope you've enjoyed that today. This has been my pleasure to be with you today on Chuck's Favorite Things, where it's inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And tomorrow I'll be sharing with you something else. It hasn't dawned on me yet what we're going to share, but we're going to do something every day. I want to create with you good content and create with you good memories of what's going on in my life and in the lives of those around me. This podcast and blog is brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. And go to my website, plexuschuck.com, and you can look at your own. They show all the products we have at Plexus, and you'll love the vitamins, you'll love the omega-3s, and you'll love so many other things there on plexuschuck.com. Until tomorrow, this is Chuck Whetstone signing out. Remember, the power of one.